The control group depicts a nuclear catastrophe and the complete annihilation of the human race. Listener discretion is advised.
This time of uncertainty, being confined to your home or maybe a public shelter, is going to be especially hard on the little ones. Sometime between now and my next broadcast, try to do a little something special for them, would you? And I'm not just speaking to the mothers out there. This is advice for the fathers and also the big brothers and big sisters who can hear my
Mother,
voice.
Mother, it's Helen Huntley.
Since Christmas is just around the corner.
It can't be.
I've got an idea. Why not create a manger scene?
It is.
Whatever scraps of paper or pipe cleaners or any items you might have handy.
She's talking now, about being in a shelter and getting through this.
The power of the Christ child is in his story. Not in the decorations. Tell that story to your family.
It is good to hear her voice again, isn't
and
it?
If you're one of our Jewish families here in New Canaan, I know you're listening, Mrs.
Mother,
Rosner.
Helen Huntley is alive.
Of course she is. She's here in New Canaan.
I'd like to thank the Civil Defense and Connell Rad for allowing me to...
God, I'd give anything to watch a cartoon right now.
Unexpected visit from
some music.
An old friend. I hope to spend more time with you in the hours ahead.
Mother, we're going to be okay. I just know it.
And I look forward to the time when this is all over, and I can come into your homes just like I used to. And we can have a cup of tea, share a laugh or two, and go back to building the perfect home for ourselves and our families.
Give her 10 seconds.
Until next time.
Ready, Norm?
May you be held within
and
the protective embrace of our Creator.
3, 2.
Goodbye.
And cut. Cue, Norm.
The following is an emergency alert.
And we are out. Thank you, everyone. Don't go away. Stay close by, and we will see you back here in 45.
Today, Governor Shelton met with NORAD and federal government officials within a secure bunker at an undisclosed location and provided them with assurances that the state of Alabama, while devastated by the unprovoked atomic attack, was continuing to function through the proper reallocation of its resources and the efforts of state and local public servants, as well as civilian volunteers. Reports continue to come in from public shelters, with new names being added to the list of survivors every hour. And transmitted via teletype or radio every 6 hours. Stay tuned to this station for regular updates. November, Golf, Niner, Romeo, India, Tango, 0, 1, Niner, 1. We will have the latest atmospheric report at the bottom of the hour. For the next 20 minutes, we will observe radio silence to obstruct Soviet efforts to track the location of our transmitter.
If nothing lives on this planet, are you ghosts?
If you wish to call us that.
My name is Quasar One.
Welcome, Quasar One. If only you had come sooner.
I came as quickly as I could.
You didn't expect the end of the world to come so quickly.
Who could have predicted?
The fools. With their guns.
They couldn't wait to use them.
Do you have guns?
No. We were the scientific minds.
Like you, our mission was to preserve life.
But they would not listen.
They never listen.
I wish there was something I could do to help.
Well, if you must know, there is.
Tell me.
You must turn off your radio.
Why?
Because they must not know what it is we want you to do. they would never allow it.
Then maybe I shouldn't.
It is a desperate mission.
But it will restore life to Helios 3.
You will restore life to Helios 3. Not just people, but the animals, the plants.
You will be the Messiah.
And if you want to hear more, you must turn off your communicator.
Are you hearing this?
Yes. And you are instructed to turn around, get back in your ship, and prepare for return launch.
But I should at least hear them out.
Look around you, Quasar One. You are the only living creature on their planet. I forbid you to turn off your radio. Return to your capsule now. Tell her, Zebtron. Zebtron!
Begging your Majesty's pardon, but aren't you even a little bit curious?
That settles it.
No. Do not turn off your communicator, Quasar One. Do you hear me? I forbid you to turn off your...
I will do as you ask, if you will reveal the mission to me.
What time is it?
Almost 10. Go back to sleep.
Mr. Newman?
All the civil defense activities in
yes,
areas.
It's him.
Everybody needs it?
Yes.
Will be the focal point for gathering all civil defense information and for controlling and directing
Miss Langford?
Actions.
I'm here.
This is basic civil defense information.
Why are you sitting in the dark?
Becky was taking a nap, and I didn't want to waste candles.
Mother? Mother?
It's okay, sweetie. Just stay very still. Don't let him see you're scared.
Get back outside! Rascal. I'm sorry about that. He's not used to my having lady visitors up here. Don't be scared, Becky. He just needs a little more time to get to know you. He's half German Shepherd, half pussycat. I promise you that.
How are things in town?
Not good. Getting worse, I'm afraid, but,
Is someone with you?
Yeah. Thought you two might like a little company. This here is, Lorraine.
Hello, Lorraine.
Now, I told you wouldn't be by yourself up here. I mean, this here's Miss Langford, but you can call her Dory, right?
Oh, of course.
That's her little girl over there, Rebecca.
Nice to meet you.
Clean, honorable women. Ain't that right, Miss Langford?
Yes.
You want to sit? Huh? Don't you want to sit? And she's, She's still a little shook up.
What happened to her? Do you know?
Not exactly. The fella she was in the car with, he was killed, but I wasn't there when it happened.
Oh, my gracious. She must be in shock.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Maybe hearing a friendly lady's voice will make her feel better.
Speaking of which, we heard Helen Huntley on the radio today. Do you watch Helen Huntley, Lorraine?
Mom, I don't think she watches Helen Huntley.
No?
Uh-uh.
Becky? I'm sorry, Angel. Blondie didn't mean to scare you, no?
It's fine.
Well, look, so, I'm heading back.
You're going back again? Noonan, please. You gotta get some rest. Can I get you a cup of coffee? It's only freeze-dried, but it's pretty good.
They got coffee and food at the guard station, so I can always swing by there if I need to.
Do be careful, Noonan. I know you want to be everybody's hero, but sometimes you need to take care of yourself, okay?
Shucks, Miss Langford.
Dory.
Dory. I thank you for your kindness.
You're quite welcome. We may run short of supply from time to time, but kindness is one thing we should never run out of.
That have just penetrated the dew line. Northern NORAD region has identified the
Mr. Langford?
Yes. Oh, please, Wayne. Come in, have a seat.
Wayne, I wanted to apologize for my little show of emotion back there. I'm sorry the staff had to see that. I'll be fine for my next broadcast. No more tears. And you won't see a spectacle like that again, on or off the air.
We're going to get through this. I give you my word.
But it's difficult to remain hopeful, not knowing how long this might go on or how much worse it could get.
Surely you're not hopeless. You're Helen Huntley.
Oh, well, I can hang a happy face on just about anything. But hearing those words coming out of my mouth, words I had trouble believing.
Well, you may be in a shelter. Don't take that to mean that we're down for the count. Consider it more of a standing eight.
Standing eight? What's that?
You see, I'm an idea man. I've developed a number of programs that have more strategic value than mere survival.
Well, I'm not sure I understand.
It was my dream to take something that would seem to represent defeat and turn it into a symbol of strength and resilience. To weaponize the shelters.
You're going to tell me about this weaponized shelter concept?
Better than that, I'm gonna show you.
Several days passed, and still Nightingale received no communication from Quasar 1, marooned on the lifeless planet known as Helios 3. Until one day...
Capsule hatch open.
Your Highness, someone is climbing into Quasar 1's capsule.
Is it her?
I'm still unable to reach her spacesuit's communicator. Once she's inside, she should be able to hear me through the ship's radio.
Quasar 1, can you hear me?
Nightingale to Quasar 1, please respond.
I hear you, Mother.
It's her. Zebtron, assume remote navigation. Now. Quasar 1, we thought you were dead. What happened to your suit's communicator?
It's been reprogrammed.
By whom?
By the ghosts of Helios 3.
Have you gone mad? It's a miracle you survived. Strap yourself in and we'll bring you home.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Remote navigation appears to have been disabled.
Quasar 1!
I'm not coming home, Mother.
Not coming home?
I will, eventually, after I've completed my mission.
But, my dear, you arrived too late. You did everything you could.
No. There's one more thing I can do.
And what is that? Answer me, Quasar 1.
Just a little detour.
Control panel.
To change the course of Helios 3.
A detour? 3. Where are they sending you?
Not where. When.
Now I see. The reactors have been retuned for relativity jump.
No, Quasar 1, no. No, no. Time is not plastic. You cannot reshape it to satisfy your personal
Somehow
wishes.
Somehow I knew that's what you'd say. So the arrangements have already been made. It won't take long. I'm going back to Helios 3.
Navigation.
Before the devastation.
I won't permit you to throw your life away. To save a planet too foolish to save itself. It's suicide.
I'm sorry, Mother. The decision is mine, and it's been made.
Think for a moment. If you're going into the past, how can you possibly return? You might be going to a time when the technology does not yet exist.
Once the planet is saved, I can modify my ship to relaunch and return to the present. They programmed all the technology into my spacesuit.
Wait. You allowed them access to your suit?
Yes.
Stand by.
That's not good.
They killed an entire planet. And now all they can think of doing is killing one more.
Mother?
They explained everything to me. I trust them completely. Everything made sense. I want to make you proud of me, Mother.
Virgo probe ready for launch in...
Come home, Quasar 1. Simply 19, abort the launch. 18, stay inside 17, the capsule with the hatch 16, closed. 15, I'm sure within an hour or two, Zebtron will have figured out a way
and
to...
allow my first mission to end in failure?
I don't want your life to end in failure. 9, Quasar 1, do you hear me? 7, abort the launch. 6,
5, 4,
Quasar 1,
3,
please.
1.
Do everything you can. Try to reach the capsule. If we can get access, we could reprogram everything while she's in flight. How long will her journey take?
She's already there.
Already there?
Well, she never left Helios 3. She's there now. She got there 250 years ago.
We can still talk to her.
A quarter millennium in the past.
How?
It has to do with subprotonic energy. It would take me too long to explain it. I recommend we just try to reach her.
Now.
Go ahead.
Nightingale to Quasar 1.
Our communicators
can
have
you
always
hear us?
Used it. And I've often wondered if we could
Quasar
communicate
1.
Back in time.
Can you hear me?
We just had no one on the other end to talk to.
Huh? Quasar 1, this is Nightingale. Come in, Quasar 1. Nightingale to Quasar 1. Can you hear us?
Will Quasar 1 successfully travel back in time? And if so, what will she find when she travels to the Helios 3 of the past? Can she avert the destruction of life on the planet? Will she ever be able to return to Nightingale? For the answer to these and other questions, tune in for the next exciting episode of Amara Kulik Production.
This is the communications room at the EOC, where someone sits at the shortwave radio 24 hours a day, usually in three shifts. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Rodney Blevins.
And what do you do when you're not operating the radio?
I work in a hardware store here in New Canaan. Ham radio is just one of my hobbies, so when they were looking for volunteers, it was pretty easy for me to get the job.
Now, is the radio your only responsibility?
No, ma'am. I also manage our educational materials.
Now, what sort of materials would that be?
Some of the equipment, like the dosimeters, have their own operations manuals. Plus, there's a shelter operations manual, and there are some sound recordings as well. Music, if we need to calm our nerves, some nursery rhymes for the children, and instructions for some of the more advanced shelter functions.
Oh, well, could I hear one of those?
Of course. I just place the disc here, wind the gramophone.
Now, why is it hand-cranked instead of electric?
So it can still be played if we lose electrical power.
Clever.
Here, I'll play a little.
Civil Defense Audio Disc Series CHAV Disc 2, Side A, Mother Goose Rhyme.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three.
So these are records for children.
Sing it with me.
This one is, but not all of them.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three.
Do you have any Elvis Presley or Rolling Stones in there?
No, ma'am. Nothing like that.
Oh, thank heavens.
Excuse me, Rodney?
She's doing such a good job, isn't she? Never thought I'd see her working in person. So impressive.
Here's one of the records for adults. conflict resolution and compromise.
Oh, that sounds terribly interesting.
Civil defense audio instructions.
Can I get the keys to the EOC storage room?
Oh, it's unlocked. No need to pop out the vent under the circumstances.
It is only natural.
But do you have the key to lock it?
But the storage room is meant to remain.
Shh.
Sorry, I have the key here.
Yeah, may I have it?
Religion for the proper management of the shelter.
I suppose. Is there some reason you don't?
May I have the key, please?
Solving these disagreements inside the shelter.
Okay. Well, here, I'll take the key off, and you can return it afterwards.
Thank you.
It is important that ideas be shared in a calm, rational way, and that there be an impartial arbitrator to help settle these disagreements.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. Thank you for taking the time to show us your office.
It's been a pleasure.
The communications office is only one of the many ways that the civil defense is keeping our community united and functioning during these uncertain times. In my next segment, I'll find out what's for dinner as we meet the crew in charge of keeping the shelter residents well-fed. Thank you again for allowing me into your home, and I look forward to spending more time with you, whether it's here in the shelter or once we're safely back at home. And now I return the microphone to Conalrad for the latest bulletins and advisories.
Hello? Can you hear me? You don't have to wake up if you don't want to. We just need to make sure you're okay. Mom, she's looking at me. Hi. Lorraine? I'm Rebecca. This is my mom, Doris. We just wanted to say hello and make sure you're okay.
Okay.
Are you injured?
Ran our truck off the road.
Do you need to go to a hospital?
I just came from the hospital.
Is that how you came to meet Mr. Noonan?
Come on, Mom.
What?
We were in the hospital. They stitched me up. Said it wasn't serious. Concussion.
And your boyfriend?
He's still there, I guess.
Did he survive?
Becky.
I think so. Nobody's told me otherwise. Never saw him once we were inside. This morning, they told me I needed to leave the hospital because I had to get ready for all the wounded.
All the wounded?
From this war, or whatever it is.
Did you see any wounded? Was it people from the outlying?
Told me I needed to go to a shelter. And Noonan was there, and he volunteered to take me.
Volunteer to take you to a shelter.
Yes.
And he brought you here instead.
That's right. The shelters are too crowded. Listen, I need to sleep.
You're sure you're okay?
I'm sure. I'm okay. I just really need to close my eyes.
I guess it's okay. Mom.
Sure.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Langford, do all government idea men keep their secret weapon hidden in the supply closet? Should I be concerned?
About what?
Skip it.
So, these are core supplies, backups of backups. And what I'm looking for is usually placed in a box in the deepest corner. So, it's one of the last boxes opened.
And what is inside this secret box of yours?
I should be able to work my way all the way back. Should be yes, there it is. Right where I told them to put it. Here, I'll lift it out and you pull, okay?
Sure.
Sorry. Just slide it over there.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Can we open it?
Yeah, it won't hurt us to take a look.
No, I'm allowed to see it?
It was put there so it would eventually be discovered. So open it. See what's inside. The first case contains the instructions.
Ooh. Heavy instructions. Another record player. You must have gotten a deal.
A gramophone. They were my idea. They run on a spring that you crank, and instead of electric amplification, it uses a diaphragm.
A diaphragm?
In case there's no electricity.
Yeah, clearly you didn't tune into this afternoon's broadcast.
And here's what I've been telling you about. Elmo. L-M-O-E.
L-M-O-E.
Pronounced Elmo.
Civil Defense Audio Instruction Series, Disc LMOE-A. If you are listening to this disc...
And what does Elmo do?
You have opened the LMOE...
Elmo launches a full-scale nuclear attack.
This LMOE device is intended to be used only by the highest ranking...
Sends every remaining ballistic missile in America's nuclear arsenal on a one-way flight over the Iron Curtain.
...has been devastated by thermonuclear attack. You see, LMOE, Project Elmo, stands for Last Man on Earth. It is intended for use if you believe you are either the highest ranking or perhaps the only American alive at this moment. You see, the United States is a government of the
You're
people,
telling me that
by the people,
that
and
is
for the people.
The,
and right
the
now,
button?
It's
you may be
a
the
button.
Most important
That's
the
genius
on
of Project
Earth.
Elmo. There isn't
You're
just
an
one
American.
Button. There's one
and
in the White House, several
in
the desks
in the
of generals, and there's about 200 of these spread across the country so
For
they'll be
moment,
accessible to the public in the event
in
of an emergency.
You know what? I'd rather we didn't open that.
It's okay. It's not going to go off.
Still, I'd feel much more comfortable if...
See that switch right over there?
Yes.
You have to open an envelope, dial in a code number, but once you do that, yeah... That little switch would wipe out the Soviet Union, China,
Japan,
Alaska, Europe, pretty much
this instructional
everywhere.
Recording will
but don't worry.
How to arm
Even if you flip the switch, it wouldn't work.
Hold on. Let me try to follow you on this. You have 200 missile launchers hidden in basements across the country.
That's right.
By an enemy agent
that don't work.
By a rogue
they won't
American
work
citizen.
Now. But under the proper circumstances,
have been they'd in civil wipe out the Eastern Hemisphere.
LMOE, the Last Man on Earth program, was designed on two principles. One, that every American should have the authority to launch a full-scale retaliatory strike if there is no longer an armed forces. The chain of political command has been eradicated. This average American,
the last man on earth,
would have the right to make that decision.
Fire or police departments can cancel
so
the
how
code
do you make it not work until it's supposed to work?
The unit transmits a signal that is picked up by aerials. Those
no
signals are retransmitted up the existing chain of command, the nearest military base. If they receive a launch code, and know that there's no attack coming, then just kill the signal. False alarm. But if that base has been hit, then the signal automatically bounces to another military base and another. Everyone has the opportunity to cancel it. But if no one cancels it, if the network goes down and the signal is allowed to travel all the way to the top, then the missiles will fire.
The missiles will fire. Of the U.S. Armed Forces. What's the second principle?
If none of these offices is available,
that the Russians don't want to die any more than we do. So if we get bombed, everybody gets bombed.
That's mad.
It's rather sane, I'd say.
No, mad. You're the acronym, man. Mutually assured destruction.
We prefer the term automatic mutual annihilation.
Oh my God.
American submarines off the coast of Russia, armed with nuclear warheads, will be given the attack order. And they will be compelled by duty to carry out the command.
What I'm about to tell you is strictly confidential. And I'm sharing this information with you because I believe you can be instrumental in how this information is shared and received by the average American.
May very well rest in your hands.
Yes.
If, after examining
what if I told
your conscience, you wish to continue
that America
attack,
has not been
please
attacked?
Please turn over the disk for instructions on how to arm and
what if I told you that it was all
LMOE
theater?
Device.
An elaborate exercise designed to test our readiness and expose any weaknesses in our defense.
Wait. Cities have been destroyed.
Have they? Have you seen it with your own eyes?
No, because it's too dangerous to... A military plane crashed into Baker's Ridge.
A decommissioned B-5 Heavy, which the Army was planning to scrap. I convinced them to agree to a controlled crash landing in an unpopulated area.
The U.S. Army.
Army, Air Force, National Guard, Office of Civil Defense. It goes all the way up.
They're all part of this conspiracy?
Exercise. Or, if you want to call it by its official name, Opal 65.
All contained within the valley, where the military has set up a communications blockade.
The first of its kind. My idea.
Why are you sharing these secrets with me?
In 3 days, we're going to sound the all clear. And since you've become such an impressive communicator, keeping the world calm during an apocalypse, we would like for you to continue being the face of civil defense and to continue carrying our messages. Preparedness, defense, and a means of retaliation.
So this whole thing is a big commercial for the Last Man on Earth program.
Just think of us as another one of your sponsors.
So, 3 days from now, when you sound the all clear, I'll be the one to stand in front of a camera and explain that it was all an exercise.
People will respond to the announcement more favorably if it comes from you. I mean, the character you play. An enterprising woman like you should welcome the chance to get out of Eden Valley.
What's wrong with Eden Valley?
Nothing. Much. I'm sure there are benefits to being cut off from the rest of the world. But once Cable comes over that mountain, New Canaan won't even be a small pond anymore. Time for us to get out.
The Control Group is a production of iHeartRadio, written and directed by Brett Wood, recorded and mixed by Rob Gal, featuring Tess Malice Kincaid, Alexandra Bicken, Hannah Bierman, Minka Wiltz, Mary Kraft, Tim Habiger, and Keith Brooks. Music composed and performed by Rob Gal. The executive producer is Ben Bolin. Supervising producer Paul Deckant.